Redbird Review in Florida Gulf Coast University's Alico Arena. Greg Hallbleib, Mike Matthews, after the Birds fall by a 98-87 score to Florida Gulf Coast University. By the way, the Redbird women fell at Oakland today in the season opener, 64-43. A little more on that in just a bit. But let's get to our player segment right now. We're with Keyshawn Evans, a career-high. Keyshawn, 28 points, 34 minutes, 7 of 13 from 3. Just first, congratulations. That's a great effort.
Appreciate it.
All right, tell me a little bit about, I mean, the offensive end today, and obviously you're driving the offense. Obviously, the offensive end felt like it must have been in pretty good shape today. I mean, you didn't turn the ball over.
I mean, in every huddle, I think all four-minute huddles, all timeouts, there wasn't one thing said about offense. They were all defense and, you know, who were guarding, like which guys were matching up, where are we in. Ball screen coverages, like it wasn't anything, like there was no reason for the defensive performance as far as, I mean, the offense was there. We knew we were going to be able to score from the beginning, so it was just a matter of getting stops, and we just didn't get stopped.
Why do you think? I mean, they lost a lot of people in transitions. Coach Muller talked about that.
A lot of it was transition, but I think it's a kind of a combination of things. I mean, you got transition. You also have just being able to communicate, knowing which plays are which. I mean, we do scout. We know a lot of the stuff. So, I mean, it's just communication. I kind of put that on me and Phil because we're kind of the guys. I mean, I'm not saying guys are uncomfortable, but, you know, guys aren't openly loud and vocal, and, you know, me and Phil are. So I kind of put that on us. So it'll be the last time that happens.
Well, it's part of your role, so, I mean, that's understandable. But, I mean, it's completely frustrating because the offense just felt good. But I want to talk about your offensive game. I mean, you had the stroke, 7 three-pointers, 28 points, career high. How did it feel out there for you?
I mean, in the exhibition, I actually went 0 for 7. So I was kind of in my head a little bit. But Coach B, got me in the gym a little bit this week and just kind of just shot and whether I made it or missed it, just kind of trying to get me to focus on my mindset when I was shooting instead of if it went in or not. So I kind of just wanted to play and then just make the right plays because a lot of times there were open shots. And then, I mean, I was kind of feeling it. So, I shot some shots that usually shoot when you're hot. And then I kind of just wanted to move the ball around with Phil and the ball screens and just get the ball moving a little bit.
I know how motivated you were to play back in Florida, but how motivated were you to play against Goodwin and Johnson? You're not going to see two guards the rest of the year. Together.
I don't think so either. I mean, it was fun. And, I mean, I knew Zach from high school, so it was more – I just wanted to compete against him just for the hell of it, just to remind me of high school days. I mean, we hugged it up after the game. I mean, it was cool. It was cool playing against him. I knew Goodwin's a stud, so, I mean, it was fun. It was fun. But, I mean – still should have competed a little bit more on defense. If we would have did that, I felt like we would have pulled this one out.
Now, one thing we were talking about off the air was you got a lot of young guys out there with you. So defensively, the breakdowns will probably happen. But how would guys not know who they're guarding and things like that? Is that caught up in the moment? Is that the game going too fast?
That's also a part of communication, I feel like. I mean, a lot of our mistakes, if we were against a set defense, were not communicating. So, I mean, the more we communicate, you know, get guys through it. I always say, like, in practice, I always try to say, talk yourself through it. Sometimes you're yelling stuff out and you hear yourself just saying it. It kind of gets you where to go, you know, get you in the right positions. But I think the transition was just focus, honestly. When you're on a free throw and, you know, or a missed shot, you know which guys you're guarding. And coming out of a timeout, coming out of a four-minute timeout, it's no excuse not to know who you're guarding. They're on the board. We usually say it. So,
okay. To me, I've been to a lot of practices, and today, you got some guys that are pretty quiet, off the court, on the court. Martin, Bruninga, some of those guys aren't loud. How do you force them to communicate defensively?
I mean, it's not that we would have to force them. I mean, everybody trusts Coach Muller, and you know we have to just kind of buy in a little bit more. I mean, I felt like we've gotten a lot better, and we have bought in more than we have in the past. But I feel like if you buy in more, I mean, guys are kind of – he kind of says you got to be comfortable outside of your comfort zone. It's kind of something that, you know, he kind of stressed early in the summer. Just like, you know, certain guys aren't going to like – certain guys are not the most talkative. But,
sure.
I mean, we just got to honestly just listen to Coach Muller, listen to Coach Reese, listen to Coach Penny and Coach B, and just make sure that we communicate. Because, I mean, that's all they say. Like, a lot of the times the communication is what will get you through it. And that's what is the biggest thing from last year. It's like I'm probably the loudest on this team. I mean, last year we had Teddy, and Teddy was so loud.
Right.
Paris was so loud. I mean, it's like, it's something we have to work on, honestly. And we'll get there.
Can you turn it up a little bit verbally?
I'm going to have to.
Because that's not your style either.
I'm going to have to.
No, you need to crank it up.
Yeah, I will. We'll get it. We're going to go back to school, get back to class, get ready to focus back on the court, just focus on what's going to get us a lot of our wins this year, which is defense. So
what we need to do is get back to that cold weather.
I don't think
the Florida resident is convinced.
No, 82 degrees, he throws in 28 points. I'm going to check a couple times and see if you're on the plane.
No, we'll be good. We just got to get back to school and just make sure we buy in and know what's going to get us a lot of our games. Cause, I mean, we're good players, but I mean, yeah. Phil and I aren't going to score 25 and 27. And Taylor's, you know, there's going to be nights where we're not going to make shots because, you know, we're a team that can shoot the ball. So, I mean, a lot of the shots that we shoot, you know, they're not going to fall like they were today, shooting 50% from the field or whatever it was. But we just got to focus on defense because that's really what's going to get us through. Once we buy into that, we'll be good.
Yep.
All right, Keyshawn, great game anyway.
Appreciate it.
See you on the flight. We'll see you in South Carolina then.
See you guys.
Go
Thanks
talk
a
to
lot.
Your fan club waiting down there for you.
That's right. The Florida native Keyshawn Evans, as we're back to wrap things up. Our final segment after this is the Redbirds fall by 11, 98-87 here in Fort Myers to Florida Gulf Coast. This is Redbird Basketball from Learfield.